Uwe, you must be delighted where your team's responded after Saturday's disappointment.
Disappointment in a way that we didn't deal with set pieces. Not disappointment how we performed and how we played football. We carried on the good play from Saturday into today's first half. I think we played really well first half. Should have been up by more than one. We hit the bar, cleared on the line. We had another two players missing, another two players on our injury list. And the players who came in and the players who normally started did a tremendous job. In the second half, we did what we had to do. At times, not worrying, but at times a little bit shaky, but not very often. They had not one shot on target. And we had still good chance on the counter-attack. I think it's to come through that game today, where a lot of people think, not sure what after Bolton, how they respond today. This is an absolute delight for me, for the players, for the whole club, that we bounce back in that fashion with missing another two players.
And another clean sheet to add to the list of impressive statistics that you've already got in that department.
Yeah, I think I think Bobby Grant played today as centre forward. Very, very good. Very effective. Ashanda started the game. He's not started for a while. Came through 90 minutes in good fashion. The big man has an impact and was outstanding in both boxes. Cotswell has not played at all. Did really well. So for me, there's a lot of good performance today, and especially the way we played in the first half, that we was brave to go into a Walsall team who were winning 6 on the trot and really knocking on that door for the playoffs. That was impressive.
Can't underestimate what you've achieved actually tonight. Your first ever win at Walsall, and also, as you say, a team in great form at home, edge of the playoffs. In a lot of respects, this was a very tough game.
Very, very tough game, and especially when I saw who we have not available.
Ekpola Godswill, again, you've mentioned him. He's not played a lot of football, but he's come in and barely put a foot wrong again tonight.
Yeah, I think it was a game that suited him. He played really well in the development squad. And that is, I always said, how you train and how you play, you can always put the case forward with that to start in the first team. And he did that over time, not only over 1 week, over time. Also Cameron was also very good. I think it was a very strong team performance again, with two different faces. First half, more playing side, second half, ruthless and very professional, and got it over the line.
Keane Bulger's goals have been a real bonus, haven't they? But he's just got this uncanny knack and this skill to get on the end of them, and he's meeting them right out of the meat of the forehead, isn't he?
It's better not too much to talk about that.
But you must be pleased with him, because when you lost Nathan Pond, you sort of lost a leader then out of the back line. And Keane Bulger's really grown into that role, hasn't he?
Yeah, and I think that's what we want from him. There is far more to come. But you need to see, he has not played for a while, 40 plus games in that rhythm. He has, in fact, he was not really well on Saturday, he was not really well today. But he fight himself through. He didn't have an alternative. And I think that's what is needed now in the last 9 games to go to make the unbelievable happen.